Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message, and today is Sunday, June the 28th, 2009. I'm joined on the line by my co-host, Miss Marissa. What's going on, sugar?
What's going on?
Hey, you know me, I'm just chilling, just bugging out. My cousin, she just sent me a text to my little cousin. That little dude is hilarious. He on the keyboard. I might have to post it to my website real quick. It's hilarious. So I'm just bugging off that. But tonight we got a great show for you. We've got scheduled artists to appear on the show. Soul songstress Miss Carol Riddick. We've got also R&B hip hop MC Mr. Fonte and super producer Nicolay, better known as the Foreign Exchange. They are scheduled to appear as well. And you know, this week it's been a really long week, and it's been kind of sad. We lost Farrah Fawcett, and we lost the King of Pop this week, and just heard, you know, today we lost the Billy Mays. He's the OxiClean guy, if you don't know. OxiClean, you know. I'm not even going to do it in person and all of the other good stuff, but, you know, he, you know, it's been a pretty tragic week, so, you know, we still have to, in the midst of tragic, in the midst of triumph, God is still in control. He is still able. He is still our all in all. And, you know, we still have to give him much respect and much honor. And that's what we're going to do. As normally, as we always do, we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, because out of every certain situation, bad or good, it could have been you, it could have been me. So we give God the praise anyway. And this week we're going to start off with some Kirk Franklin, some Jay Moss, and some Ty Tribbett. This one's called Could Have Been Me. You're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family.
Somebody living up under a bridge. Come on, and the next time you want to complain, remember this.
Outside of the home.
Thank you. This show is supported by Sweet Dreams Foaming. Dreams ain't easy, but stick to your plan. You will know. Please visit Sweet Dreams Promo at www.myspace.com/Sweet Dreams Promo. Music is powerful.
What's going on, folks? You've got a lot to radio with a purpose, music with a message. That's the Tavares Taylor Show. I'm just speed talking today. And, you know, it's June 28th. Like I said, we had a long week. Pretty sad. And, you know, but like I said, we're going to make it through. We just heard from my boy Tony with Joy. And we heard from Kurt Franklin, Jay Moss, and Ty Tribbett with Could Have Been Me. This week, we continue with our celebration of Black Music Month. And we here at the Tavares Taylor Show. This week's tribute is, of course, the King of Pop himself, Mr. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was an American recording artist, entertainer, and businessman. Seventh child of the Jackson family. He made his debut on the professional music scene in 1968 as a member of the Jackson 5. He then began a solo career in 1971 while still a member of the group. Referred to as the King of Pop, his 1982 album Thriller remains the world's best-selling album of all time, and four of his other solo projects are among the world's best-selling records. Those are Off the Wall, Bad, Dangerous, and History. In the early 80s, he became a dominant figure in popular music and the first African-American entertainer to amass a strong crossover following on MTV. The popularity of his music videos airing on MTV, such as Beat It, Billie Jean, Thriller, widely credited with transforming the music video from a promotional tool into an art form, helped bring the relatively new channel to fame. Videos such as Black and White and Scream made Jackson an enduring staple on MTV in the 1990s. With stage performances and music videos, Jackson popularized a number of physically complicated dance techniques such as the robot and the moonwalk. His distinctive musical sound and vocal style influenced many hip-hop, pop, and contemporary R&B artists across several generations. We here at the Tavares Taylor Show celebrate the contributions of Michael Jackson, this week's Black Music Month Artist of the Week. And as we always do, our Black Music Month trivia, this week's question is, what are the names of all of the Jackson family children? Be the first person to email me at info@TavaresTaylor, TavaresTaylor.com. Or hit me up in the Blog Talk Media /Wild Media chat room with the correct answer, your name, and where you're from. You get a $30 iTunes gift card, and we're going to throw in a brand-new joint by Foreign Exchange, Leave It All Behind. And be sure, like I said, to email me, the first person, to info@TavaresTaylor.com. And the question is, what are the names of all of the children in the Jackson family? And if you listen to the bio, you will get half of the answer. Matter of fact, I'll even give you a hint. It said he was the seventh child of the Jackson family. That's all I'm going to say. Marissa, you know who it is?
I know who it is. I know all of them.
You don't know all of them. Whatever.
Yeah, I do. I can't tell since I can't give the answer out and I'm not a part of the trivia.
You doggone right about that. Well, folks, I know you're probably listening to, you know, missing one sound of the voice, and Miss Deanna, she's off this evening. She's taking care of some business, so shout out to you, Miss Deanna Coles. Hope everything goes well. You know we love you. Her segment, which she does so very well, is what we call Soul in the City, and it's where we spotlight events and things that are going around town in a city near you. So here we go real quick. Friday, July the 3rd through Sunday, July the 5th at the Superdome in New Orleans. Be sure to check out the 2009 Essence Music Festival. Matter of fact, for more information, check out Essence.com. I just saw Jasmine Sullivan just walk right past her the other day while I was in Tampa, and that's where she was headed. So be sure to check out the Essence Festival, 2009 Essence Music Festival this year. They've got everything, everybody from Frankie Beverly and Maze to, like I said, Jasmine Sullivan, and much, much more. For more information, check out Essence.com. Also, Wednesday, July the 8th through Sunday, July the 12th in Miami, Florida, Zoe Summer Groove 2009 is going down. Alonzo Mourning, NBA basketball player of the Miami Heat. He throws his charity fundraiser each and every year, so check him out. He's got a bunch of different things going on. For more information, check out the website, www.zsg.com. As Z as in zebra, S as in Sam, G as in golf.com. And last but not least, Saturday, July the 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Laurel, Maryland at the Laurel Library, the Daughters of Zion Empowerment Center, present Living a Legacy Workshop by Dr. Cynthia Carter. This workshop is designed to empower mothers and their children in developing the characteristics of loving, healthy relationships. Come and be empowered by learning the dynamics of healthy, supportive relationships built on warmth, understanding, open communication, and respectfulness. For more information, check out their website at www.dzec.org. That's D, Delta, Z, Zeta, E, Echo, C, Charlie.org. And those are your events for Soul in the City this week. Thanks to everybody who emails us. If you got something in your area, hit us up, info@TavaresTaylor.com. Hit us up, info@TavaresTaylor.com for your event. And let's see here. I think we're going to jump right into our interview this week. Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, what's going on? This is Amy Flint with the Foreign Exchange. I got Fonte and Nicolay on the line for you guys.
How are you doing, Miss Amy?
Doing good, doing good.
Good. Thank you so much for stopping by. Folks, we've got the dynamic duo of Mr. Nicolay and the brilliant MC from Little Brother. That's right, the group known as the Foreign Exchange is on the line. How y'all doing?
Well, give me 2 seconds. I got them right here on the back end, but I give me 2 seconds. I got them.
Not a problem. All right, all right. Not a problem. In the meantime, in between time. Folks, Marissa, you got any fond memories of the King of Pop?
It's so many. So many, I swear. When I heard the news, I just left it. I was in a store, and I decided to put all my stuff back on the shelf and walk out.
No doubt. I feel you on that, definitely. So, yeah, we were on our way home. We just got back from the airport, and everybody was just playing Michael Jackson. I was like, what's going on? And it was around, you know, it was around traffic, 5 o'clock traffic. So I thought it was just, you know, a lot of cats just doing mixes and gridlock mixes. So I was like, wow, everybody mixing mic today. And it was Big Tigger who delivered the news. He was saying that he was in the hospital. So, you know, I immediately put my pedal to the metal and made it home and got to a TV. And sure enough, I'd say about maybe an hour later, MSNBC, it was saying that the worst had happened. And it's one of those things, man, you know, you kind of miss, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of like an uncle, your cousin, you know, somebody.
Right. I was thinking a long-lost cousin that you don't really talk to that much.
Yeah,
but you know,
exactly.
You're kind of in the background.
Exactly.
Yeah, that way. Exactly.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it was crazy because I was a Michael Jackson fan. I mean, when I remember, I had a Michael Jackson birthday party. I mean, I had the glove. I had the socks. I had everything, and I had the jacket, and, you know, I was a Michael Jackson fan, and, you know, it is what it is, you know, we move on. There will be none like the king, you know, he is definitely the king of pop, but we're going to jump right, well, I think we're having some trouble with Amy and Foreign Exchange. They should give us a call back any minute now, but, yeah, you know, it's one of those things, so, like I said, we'll make it, and, you know, my shouts out to the Jackson family. Shouts out goes to, you know, Billy Mays and his family and, you know, everybody that's lost somebody, you know, this week and shoot, anytime, period, you know. You know, just know that, you know, it's a healing process and we got to be there for each other. The guy was just timeless. And, hey, we are going to jump into some music real quick. Matter of fact, we're going to jump into some Foreign Exchange. This joint's off of, actually, we've got them on the line right now. We're going to hold that right there. Fellas, are you there?
Well, I don't know what keeps happening. I keep getting disconnected with you, like every time I keep trying to put them on the line.
Okay. Have them dial this number, 347.
Yeah.
843-4548.
Yeah, that's what I'm dialing. That's what I got you on right now.
Okay. All right.
So, well, I mean, I can do Nicolay off like the off the gate, but I'm trying to get Fonte in on the line, and that's where I'm having issues.
Okay, that's fine. We can interview Nicolay.
Okay. Well, if I may need to just try calling you one more time if I end up getting disconnected, but if I do, I'll have Just Nick on the line.
Not a problem.
No
That'll
problem.
Work.
All right. All right. Give me 1 second. I'll see what's up.
Good stuff. Good
All
stuff.
Right.
All right. Thank you for your patience.
Not a problem.
You're welcome.
It's just some little, see, we do this thing live, y'all. This is what we call live internet radio. So when you hear what we hear, you hear what we hear. And, you know, it just it is what it is. But in the meantime, in between time, we are going to get into some foreign exchange. This one is Sweeter Than You, and it's off of their brand new joint. So I'll be sure to check out their website, the Foreign Exchange. ForeignExchangeMusic.com. That's right, ForeignExchangeMusic.com. Be sure to hit them up. You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family.
Listen.
So hard to read between the lines. Just know you are mine. I am yours, nothing more. Looking for the way to ask you to stay here with me one more night, one more day.
You've got a lot to the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message. And we just heard from the Foreign Exchange. That joint was called Sweeter Than You. That's off of their Leave It All Behind project. And I'm believing that we've got the fellas on the line right now. Fellas, are you there?
Yo, what's up? It's Nicolay.
What's going on, bro? How are you?
It's good, man. We can't get Fonte on the line because there's something with the system going on, but I'm here no less. So everything is going great. How about yourself?
Oh man, we really appreciate you guys stopping by. Thanks so much for aiming. We know we had scheduled you guys a long time ago, and we finally got you on the show. And folks, I will tell you that this is one of the most professional groups that's out there. One, they will, you know, email you on response, all of that good stuff. So, yo, definitely work with these cats. They are definitely on the move. So thank y'all for that. I really wanted to blow you up for that.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Now, first of all, you know, for the folks who may not be, you know, into the foreign exchange, go ahead and introduce yourself and the group and tell us, a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Nicolay. I'm originally from the Netherlands, and I am the main producer for the group, the Foreign Exchange, along with my man Fonte from Little Brother, who handles the vocals. And on the road, we expand that formula to include some of our friends from our extended family, like Darian Brockington and Yazra on vocals.
Yeah.
Zoe, who's also a producer in his own right on keys.
Right.
So, you know, the Foreign Exchange, in all essence, is me and Fonte, but at the same time, it's synonymous for like a larger, you know, circle of artists that we work with a lot.
Right. Well, I'm going to let you know it's a smooth mesh, yo. I love it. Your beat.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that very much. It's like you said, we take a lot of pride in what we do, and we take it as serious as we feel it needs to be taken. And so we're the type of people that we work hard at everything that we do, and we never really sit back and look at the results. Even when we drop an album, you'll see us, you know, already working on the next one. So we,
right.
We put a lot of work in, and it's incredibly rewarding for us specifically in this time, you know, where the economy is definitely not helping out. To be able to do well with music is a blessing.
Right. Hey, for folks who may not know, and I believe it's still maybe going on, you can cop the brand new album, Leave It All Behind, at Amazon for like $5.
That's right. That's not a bad deal.
No doubt, not at all.
That's not a bad deal. And the thing about that is, I mean, Fonte and me both, we have this ongoing, I want to say, commitment to bringing our music to the people in the most, I want to say, you know, the most, with the most fair prices. And we're very much into finding out where, you know, our new markets are going to be, where there's people that may not have heard of the album, people that may not be aware with what we have been doing in the past. So I guess the promotion with Amazon was for the entire month of June. You can get the entire album for $5, which is about, you know, it's about $4 less than $4 or $5 less than normally. And
right.
You know, that might be you know, an incentive for people to give it a go that have not really heard it so far. So you know, everybody that hasn't, you know, gotten it yet, you deserve a late pass, but you can get it on Amazon.
No doubt. Be sure to check it out and get it. Now, what's crazy about y'all, you know, you guys are a testament of how powerful the Internet truly is because, you guys met on a message board?
Yeah, we met on OK Player, which is the message boards for the Roots initially, or mainly, should I say, but a number of like-minded artists like that, and I've been going there ever since I want to say the year 2000. So that's been a minute on itself. It's just a very active message board where a lot of people come together that have sort of the same state of mind when it comes to music, and that's where Fonte and I originally started connecting. You know, no pun intended.
No doubt. We got our show producer on the line. She's Marissa. Marissa, Nick, and I'm pretty sure she's got a couple questions.
Hi, Nicolay.
Go ahead. How you doing?
No problem. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. I just wanted to know. I understand where Connected came from as far as the name of the album. Where did Leave It All Behind come from? And
right.
When are you coming back to Atlanta? Because I missed your appearance back in December.
All right. Well, I'll start with that first. We're actually going to be back soon. I can't really say when yet, just because It's normally a back and forth between us and a promoter or a venue, but Atlanta is without a doubt our number one market in terms of sales, in terms of fans. So we're going to be there soon. That's for sure. And the first question, Leave It All Behind. I mean, for us, like I gotta be honest. Like, it was Fonte coming up with the title. But for us, the main thing that it represents is that the both of us had a feeling of wanting to, I guess, expand beyond what we had done up until then, and it at the same time kind of plays on my personal specific situation where I'm like 3 years ago I moved to the States from the Netherlands, from Europe. And I, you know, in a lot of ways, I had to leave a lot behind in terms of, you know, family, things that are familiar for me. So it is an all-encompassing sort of concept that really talks about a lot of changes in our lives, a lot of, you know, a lot of us stepping up, you know, our game and our art, and to, you know, leave everything behind that we had done so far and just kind of step into new territory, if you will.
That's interesting you said that, because I know, like, the first one, Connected, the first album, you guys, well, I know Fonte mostly rhymed. Here,
yeah,
on Leave It All Behind, you know, you hear him singing, and I mean,
right,
you guys got harmonies. I mean, it's the smooth, this joint is smooth. If you don't have it, you definitely need to go copy it. It's smooth, it's beats, the beats are banging. I mean, you and Zoe, we're trying to get him on the show. It's just infectious, man, and, you know, we just love it. Matter of fact, in the chat room, Angel Monique, she said, tell you hi, and that you rate at the top near Dilla and Jazzy Jeff. So,
I can't even, that's too much honor for a cat, man. Like, I
know. Oh, man.
I appreciate, though, like, I'm fortunate enough to consider Jazzy Jeff a personal friend of mine, so big up to Jeff. And, man, I just appreciate it. Like, I think that it is, like I said a while back, we are, we're not the type of cats that you see in the mainstream. You know, we don't get a lot of mainstream, you know, television or radio love, but at the same time, we have always kind of had the underdog position, and by working
right,
really hard, we've been able to really carve out a niche for ourselves. And it's really exciting to me that people are paying attention to us, that people are paying attention to, you know, our productions, our arrangements, our records, and that people rate us among some of their favorites is you know, obviously a big compliment. I'm a huge Dilla fan myself, so I can very much appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, good stuff. Well, what we're going to do now, we're going to get into Take Off the Blues, which is also off of the album, and we'll get you to introduce that joint for us.
All right, well, this is it's our current single. We have a video out for it that was actually on High Rotation on BETJ, and the lead is shared by Fonte and my brother Darian Brockington, Take Off the Blues.
Good stuff, on the Tavares Taylor Show.
Thank you.
right. You've got it locked. The radio with the purpose, music with the message. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. And we've got the foreign exchange on the line. And we just heard from that smooth cut right there. If you don't know what it is, you better get to know it. It's called Take Off the Blues. And you can find it on the project Leave It All Behind. Be sure to check it out on Amazon. That's right, for $5. So be sure to make your way over there. And real quick, Nick, let's see here. What's next for you guys? I know you guys are on tour with Zoe and Yazara and D-Brock. Matter of fact, he'll be here on the 19th. But what's next going on for you guys?
Well, yeah, like you're saying, we got a number of shows lined up that actually we're going to continue that all the way into the fall and potentially longer. So that for one. And on the other hand, we got a new album coming out that is actually my next solo album, but it kind of grew into a little bit more than that. So it's an album that we call The Foreign Exchange Presents. And Fonte and I executive produced it. The name of the new record is Shibuya, and it's basically an instrumental album, but it's got a number of vocal songs on it as well that feature another close collaborator of ours, Carlita Duran, who a lot of people will know from either some of the Little Brother projects or from Zoe and Tigolo Love the 80s. So that's going to be some of the first new music that we'll be dropping in the meantime. And outside of that, Fonte and I are really starting to, you know, I want to say branch out into other areas. We're trying to really see if we can, you know, outside of releasing our own projects, if we can be instrumental in any kind of way in the release of the project of people that we work with, like people like Zoe or Khalida. So we're really trying to, you know, to really step it up in terms of the output and in terms of the PR, and really try to bring consistently bring, you know, good quality new music to the people in times that I think we really, really need it.
No doubt. And you're absolutely correct, because there's nothing on the radio. So I'm telling you.
No, I mean, there's not. I mean, you know what it is. Like cats, that they, you know, they. And that's where I think personally, you know, shows like yourself and you know, the internet and whatever else kind of attention we can get, that's where people hopefully get their new music from more and more and more once they start realizing that the TV or mainstream radio doesn't really necessarily cater to, you know, people that want to hear something different than just, you know, some really, really cookie-cutter stuff. And there's a place for that, you know. I'm not knocking any commercial music, because obviously there's a place and there's a demand for that, but the balance is really has been gone for a long time. And I want to make sure that for every commercial track that you can hear out there, that you can also hear something that is a little more, you know, left of center, quote unquote. So our biggest challenge is going to stay, you know, finding new people, the new people that haven't, you know, heard of Foreign Exchange yet, because we believe that once they get a chance to listen to what we're actually doing, we know that they're sold, you know, because, you know, the power of good music is undeniable.
No doubt.
Wow.
No doubt.
Well, I have one more thing to say, Nicolay. I have a one of my little nephews, a friend of mine, Angel Monique's son. His name is Will. He's 14 years old, and he wanted me to let you know that he's your biggest fan.
Oh, that's
he has
fantastic.
You all on iPod, and all of her kids love you, and they're very great children. So he wanted
that
me to let
fantastic.
You know that.
You know what? It's like it's not to be underestimated how important it is for especially the younger kids. For their parents to make sure that they get raised on something, you know, and I always have a lot of admiration for parents that try, you know, to show their kids something else outside of what they see on television. So that's what's up. I really like hearing that a whole lot.
No doubt. Well, we want to thank you for stopping through the Tavares Taylor Show. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Just know if you got anything, you know, you want to, just stop by one Sunday, you know, 7 to 8. Just, you know, call up to the show, join in, all that good stuff, man. The floor is always welcome. Our platform is your platform.
I appreciate it, man. We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely keep in touch.
Good stuff. And before you leave, be sure to shout out the website, you guys' website, and how they can pick up all of your music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, people can get at us. Like, both Fonte and I are very avid, you know, online folks, so they can get at us at theforeignexchangemusic.com. They can find us on myspace.com/theforeignexchange. We're on, you know, Twitter, Facebook. We're on all that stuff. So we, you know, we can our stuff is on Amazon, on iTunes, the Better Record Store. So people can definitely find out, should be able to find our stuff easily. And if they can't find it in their area, you know, don't hesitate to hit us up online, and we'll guide you to it.
Good stuff, good stuff. Appreciate it, bro. Have a good one.
Thank you, too. A nice Sunday. Thank you.
No, no problem, no problem.
Take care, guys.
All right, now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, that was Nicolay, one half of the dynamic duo Foreign Exchange, on the line with Tavares and Marissa, and now Miss Deanna, who's called in. Deanna, are you there? She sounded like she is at a birthday party. And it is a million people in the background, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. Thank you for calling in. We understand you were having a little technical difficulties, but, you know, your situations. And we're glad that you're all right. We're glad that you're good. Because God is good. Yes, he is.
He is.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, folks, like I said earlier on in the show, we had a big loss this week with the King of Pop passing, and came as a shock to I believe everyone. So here on the Tavares Taylor Show, we've got a little tribute to the King, and I hope we can do, you know, justice. Guys, he's got like a billion songs out, so we could have like 2 weeks worth of shows, but we've only condensed it to just a couple of our favorites. So here we are on the Tavares Taylor Show, radio with a purpose, music with a message, our tribute to the King of Pop, Mr. Michael Jackson, on the Tavares Taylor Show.
Thank you.
welcome back, folks. You've got a lock to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. Just got out of our special Michael Jackson MJ tributes, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the show. It's always fun. It's always fun. Your boy's just getting back off vacation, and I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. Big shout out to Angel, who's in the chat room. And, if we can get everybody to start chatting on the Blog Talk Radio, that's all right. We can work something out. We can work something out instead of hitting me up on Gmail and Yahoo and Facebook and Twitter. But anyway, it is what it is, yo. It is what it is. So next segment is Soul Flavor in Your Ear. It's where we talk about new music and new information that's coming out this week. So, Marissa, what's going on?
I swear I need a theme song. I'm going to start singing, "Here Comes a Brand New Flavor in Your Ear." Okay, I'm back.
Ah! You know
you like that. You know you like that.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Okay, so we're not going to have a show next week due to the holidays.
Yeah.
I want to give you 2 weeks' worth of upcoming CDs that we'll be releasing. First two will be the week of June 29th. The very best of Babyface is called Playlist, will be released on June 30th, 2009, so that will be Tuesday. And for those of you who are diehard Bone Thugs and Harmony fans, they are coming out with their reunion album called Unify, so that is going to be definitely hot to cop when you get down, when they come out with that. And that's also coming out on June 30th as well. Of course, week of July 6th. That is when our boy Maxwell is coming out with his CD / DVD called Black Summer's Night, which will be releasing on July 7th. I am so excited about that.
I know you are.
And for those who are fans of Flying Lotus, I'm not sure if any of you are familiar. They have a hot track called Massage Situation from their EP called Reset. They are finally coming out with their LP called Technotic Plates. Volume 2.3, and that will also be releasing on July 7th as well. And that is it.
That's
for
what,
the upcoming
week. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate
no
that.
Problem.
Be sure to check out all of those CDs and albums that are coming out on the due dates. Be sure to support these artists as, they may not get the play and support of the regular radio stations. So be sure to go out and cop them. As always, thanks so much for you, Marissa, for everything you do, for Deanna in her absence. Thank y'all so much. And also be sure to check out our website, TavaresTaylor.com. Check out WowUradio.net. Be sure to download us on iTunes. We had about 800 and some odd downloads in the last week, and we want to thank everybody for that. Be sure to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. And big shouts out to Nicolay of the Foreign Exchange. Big shouts out to Fonte as well. And be sure to check out their information. Be sure to hit them up at theforeignexchangemusic.com. That's theforeignexchangemusic.com. Don't forget they have an exceptional deal going on with Amazon.com. Be sure to check out Leave It All Behind, their brand new CD for $5. Probably the cheapest place you'll be able to find it. So be sure to cop as many of them as you can. Go and support great music. It's a great, great, great CD. Our winner of the Michael Jackson, what are the names of all the Jackson family children? My man Lorenzo G out of Detroit. Appreciate you listening, bro. Thanks. Oh, shouts out to my man Will. Good shouts out, man. I appreciate you listening, bro. I appreciate that. But the names of all the Jackson family children are Jackie, Rebe Jackson, yeah, of course. Rebe, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Latoya, Marlon, Randy, and, of course, Miss Janet. So big shout out to you, Lorenzo. Appreciate you for tuning in. Remember that we won't have a show next week, but July the 12th, y'all, we got a big, big, big headliner.
Woo.
You want to tell them, Marissa?
I don't know. You ready? Y'all ready? Okay, because we're about to have the Ivory of Soul coming to our show, Miss Tina Marie. I am so excited. So you all of you who are listening need to be there from 7 to 8 and make sure you get ready to call in so you can ask your questions.
For sure. That's right. Miss Tina Marie will be here July the 12th, y'all, right after
the 4th of July holiday. So I'll be sure to tell a friend and blow us up some more because we really appreciate it. As always, remember the change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. My name is Tavares. Thank you so much for listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. And on behalf of all of the co-hosts here, thank you so much. This week we are going to leave you with Mr. Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror. We will see you in 2 weeks with Tina Murillo here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Thanks so much for listening. Peace.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Make the world.